Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. It's time for the attack here on Sports Overnight America. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy out in San Francisco, and our phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still read telephone number of the attack. You're listening to Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 211 and around the country on the various different affiliates that we have, including KSHP 1400 AM. It is the strongest signal in North Las Vegas. Those people are still being held hostage. Many of them have retired at this point in their lives. We take them back and forth to the all-you-can-eat buffet, and we tease them on the way over and on the way back. Around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, these guys and girls who protect our six each and every day deserve the respect that we give them here on the show each and every day. Gives me the privilege of doing what I do each and every day. You sense in a theme here, as well you should. Sports Byline USA is the network. Sirius Overnight, you know, here we go. And we have a lot of fun here in this show. I mean, Dan Patrick Radio is a big part of it as well, as we like to talk about. We get to talk about football, baseball, basketball, you name the sport. Sometimes good stuff, sometimes bad stuff, but we try to mix it all in and give you a nice blend of everything that goes on in the world of sports. We never forget about the humanity of it. And as we go forward into today's show, we're going to have a little bit of that. We have money to talk about, as Tom Brady has gotten himself, well, a pretty nice raise, which is nice. And he is kind of technically the highest paid quarterback in football, along with Russell Wilson. And we'll get into that and dive into the details a little bit, but not quite, not really. It's all semantics at this point in his career. We'll also talk about the NFL Hall of Fame, as the gentlemen who were inducted over the course of the weekend had very emotional speeches, and that happens when you get older. You get a tendency to tear up over war movies and things like that. But, you know, we'll have a good time and break it down for you. We'll also talk Major League Baseball. Pennant races have heated up significantly. Injuries are a big part of the equation as well, and the cream is starting to rise to the top. All right, we're going to tap out right here. When we come back, we will talk National Football League, specifically starting with Tom Brady here in the attack. I am Bob Black. He is Scott Cuddy. You can't go anywhere.
Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that two-thirds of all men, they start losing their hair by the age of 35? And if you notice, you might think, uh-oh, it's too late. It's gone. Go to 4hims.com. One-stop shop for hair loss, also skin care, sexual awareness. It's all for men. It's science, so you don't have to be bald. They connect you with real doctors, medical solutions. It treats hair loss. Go to 4hims.com. All the products are shipped directly to your door, and order now. Now, my listeners of the Video Game Review, they get a free trial of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. So here's what you do. 4hims, that's right, for him, no Hims. 4hims.com/VGR. That's forhims.com/VGR.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Second down and three. Brady in the gun from the Ram 31. Shotgun snap. Arches a pass down the near sideline. Over the shoulder. Diving catch at the five. Gronkowski down to the two. Falls. He was double teamed. Down the sideline. It's a pickup of 29. First and goal to go. New England. What
Brady
a catch.
Over 300 yards for the game. 83rd time in his career. Looking for all of it. Unloads to the end zone. Caught by Patriots.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Make a million, lose a million. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, it is. It is the way it goes. Welcome back to the Attack. Big week in the world of sports, particularly on August 7th when ESPN 8, the Ojo, makes its way back to the ESPN network. Axe throwing, pizza acrobatics, and lawnmower racing await you, and we'll give you a full report on it. But today, it's about the National Football League, Major League Baseball, and specifically Tom Brady. Tom Brady is going to get $23 million in 2019 with bonuses and everything else. It kind of works it out, at least according to SportTrack and salary ranking, to about $30 million overall. And he's actually technically the sixth highest paid quarterback in the league, tying him with Drew Brees. The Patriots, in turn, get an additional $5.5 million of salary cap relief this year. So it's going to get adjusted each and every year Brady continues to play. And, you know, I mean, it helps when you're married to the highest paid supermodel in the history of supermodeling, because I guess theoretically they don't know their collective net worth is about $500 million or something along those lines. So it's not like they need the money and they're not going to be able to put gas into the tank. But for a sport where bodies and brains take a perpetual beating, I have no issue with any amount of money that football players make. Never have. Never have. You know, my old buddy Joe used to say it pretty accurately. It's like two Volkswagens colliding on the interstate. You know, it's that's about the size of these defensive and offensive linemen. And when they hit a quarterback or they hit a running back or they hit a wide receiver, it's pretty damn incredible that they ever get up from these hits. I mean, let alone the perpetual beating that they take. And when you look at quarterbacks specifically, and they've done everything they can with the rules to protect them, but you're always going to have a player who decides that he's going to get somebody. And if that happens, there's absolutely nothing they can do other than throw a flag. You can't get into somebody's head and argue intent. They can call it a flagrant penalty and throw somebody out of a game. They can call it targeting, however you want to describe it. And that's all well and good. But the reality is that if somebody wants to hurt somebody on the football field, they'll do it. They can go after a knee. They can go after a head. They can go after anything they want. And quite possibly the dumbest question ever asked in the world of sports happened on Wednesday after practice, where Brady brushed off a question about whether or not he felt he deserved an extension. How many Super Bowl trophies? They'll put the statue up. They'll rename the stadium. He'll go into the Hall of Fame on the first ballot, and it could be the dumbest question ever asked. Seriously. Ever. He did his part. He talked about the team and Belichick and management and Kraft and everything else that goes along with it. And people who don't realize, now Tom Brady, they often talk about the fact that he was a sixth-round draft pick, which is true. What they fail to mention in that is he was a compensatory pick. So they didn't even have to pick him. It was almost like an afterthought. He was 199th overall. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. There's only a couple of other quarterbacks that have ever played and started games at that age. Vinny Testaverde comes to mind. There's a couple of journeymen that did it. George Blanda, I believe, was that old when he did it. The clock is ticking. Father Time will always win. And we will find out exactly how much he has left. He didn't show any real signs of regression last year. A couple of the deep balls, you could see the length wasn't quite there like it used to be. But if that's the small sacrifice that they make, it's fine. They pay a very controlled passing game anyway, with the great majority going to the tight end, slot receivers, and backs out of the backfield. The deep threats, particularly with their wide receiver core changing up, specifically their real deep threats leaving or being suspended, the deep game is not really a huge part of it. But this year, Gronk is gone, and being the fact that for the last 9 years he's been one of his main weapons on the field on a consistent basis, I am curious to see how they adjust and how they play out. And you know Belichick is already scheming to make sure that they're not having issues. They're very deep at the running back position with Sony Michel and company. Sony Michel is an elite running back. He's a breakaway running back. Their offensive line is rock solid. You can see, I think, a little more, and all of a sudden the trend will be set to run the football now. But I think you're going to see a very, very balanced attack out of New England. And I think you're going to see a lot of use of Sony Michel, not only in the running game, but in the passing game as well. And like I said, they have other weapons in the offensive backfield to complement Tom Brady and the wide receiver core. Again, how it plays out remains to be seen. He's 42. It can all come to a screeching halt. But I haven't seen any physical indication, and there certainly hasn't been anything out of camp that has indicated that he's starting to slow up. Now, like I said, SpotTrac put out their average rankings on quarterback salaries. Tom Brady, like I said, with the bonus figured in because he got an $8 million raise, bumps him up to $35 million, which makes him number one overall along with Russell Wilson. On the overall salary without the bonus, he's number six. Russell Wilson, again, tied for first. Ben Roethlisberger at $34 million. Aaron Rodgers at $33 million. These are contracts that have been adjusted. Philadelphia went all in Carson Wentz number 5, and they better hope his back and his knee holds up. I think that's going to be an interesting watch this year, is how many games Carson Wentz plays. Because he has been, I'm not going to call him fragile because he's a big, tough dude, but he's been injured. And whether or not the body stands up remains to be seen, but they have pushed all their chips to the table on Carson Wentz. And I'm going to be very, very curious to see how it plays out. Matt Ryan, $30 million in the 6-hole. Kirk Cousins at $28 million with the Vikings. Garoppolo, who another guy that hasn't proved anything in his career, number 8 at $27.5 million. And then Matthew Stafford checking in at $27 million, number 9. Derek Carr and Drew Brees tied for 10th at $25 million. So, you know, all elite quarterbacks for the most part. Again, question marks about Carson Wentz and durability, and certainly question marks going forward, considering he's coming off an injury as well about Jimmy Garoppolo, and a lot of expectations with the San Francisco 49ers. But for the most part, these quarterbacks, except for Drew Brees, always all line up pretty well. You know, Andrew Luck, Alex Smith, Joe Flacco, Nick Foles, Eli Manning, Philip Rivers, Cam Newton, Andy Dalton, Kyler Murray. So, not too shabby. Not too shabby at all. All right, let's step out right now. We'll be back right after this brief timeout.
Quarterback from the gun. First and 10 from the 48 of KC. Dropping back. Throwing a long ball right for Gronkowski. Separation. Makes the over the shoulder catch. And he's tackled by Parker inside the 10.
Second down and goal at the 5. Brady in the gun. Flanking him to his left is White. 4 wide receivers. 4 on the defensive line. Shotgun snap to Brady. Cox's his right arm. Blind drive throw. Caught. Falling down. Belt high grab. Touchdown Gronkowski. A laser thrown by Brady. A 5-yard touchdown grab. Two-handed lunging catch made middle of the end zone. Gronkowski beating Ronald Darby. And again, the Patriots have fought back, trailing by 4 early in the 3rd in Super Bowl 52.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Brady sticks it over the top for the touchdown.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. And our phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. You're listening to Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio, and across around the country and around the world on affiliates in the American Forces Radio Network. And we've been discussing National Football League, specifically Tom Brady. And we will talk a couple of other storylines as well, including induction into the NFL Hall of Fame. It certainly the people that get into the Hall of Fame, I'm never going to debate the merits of who belongs and who doesn't belong and all that kind of interesting stuff, because everything is evaluated differently. You know, you've heard all the nonsense with Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. It seems as if with the NBA Hall of Fame, they or Basketball Hall of Fame specifically, because they live in college players, women athletes, men athletes, the whole nine yards. I've always wondered about the generalities of their criteria. However, with the National Football League, it's always interesting because making a National Football League team in itself, and you're part of a 53-man roster, it used to be higher than that, it's all well and good. But the intricacies that go into teamwork and making a team function as a unit, I think makes it a very unique situation when it comes to deciding who does and who doesn't go into the Hall of Fame. You look at guys like Gil Brandt, who was one of the major architects of the Dallas Cowboy dynasty. I'm glad they got him in because he's getting up there in age and he's still sharp as a tack. It's amazing what that guy remembers just off the top of his head. And he was part of a dynasty that included Tex Schramm and Tom Landry and all the players that went along with it. Jerry Jones, and I remember the early criticisms of Jerry Jones and the fact that he finally forced out Tom Landry and he forced out Gil Brandt. He cut Gil Brandt loose and Tex retired and all the criticism and everything else that went along with it. And, you know, at the time, I probably was going along with the groupthink when it came to that. But in reality, Jerry needed to bring in his own people and start all over again. You can't live in the past. Could he have done it better? Yeah, sure he could have. There were hard feelings for a long time. A long time for a lot of these guys. And still are for a few of them. But Gil Brandt was so unique in the fact that he went to places that at the time, because of the lack of technology and the demands of travel and everything else that went along with it, he found Jethro Pugh at Elizabeth State College. He found Rayfield Wright, who people don't remember was a tight end, and found them at Fort Valley State University. Found guys in Europe. You know, he found them all over the place. And this is a guy that's 86 years old now, but he literally crisscrossed the planet trying to find players and find the right guys to fit what ended up becoming a Dallas Cowboy dynasty. And you guys that listen to the show, you know me. I hate the Dallas Cowboys. But I respect and admire Gil Brandt and what he did to determine whether or not National Football League was going to survive in Dallas and thrive in Dallas. Now, Kevin Mawai, he's another one. I thought he should have been in the Hall of Fame before this, but an elite center, played for a couple of different organizations. He was an 8-time Pro Bowler. You know, again, there's no stats. It's you know, particularly for a center. What happened? I hiked the ball. He didn't drop it. They call the plays. They call the blocking schemes. And everything else that goes along with it. He had two great coaches, Tom Flores, who should be in the Hall of Fame himself, who drafted him to the Seahawks, and Bill Parcells, who got him to the Jets, and then with Herm Edwards. And he had an interesting line of conversation. He thanked Bill Belichick for challenging him. He said, "I never felt more challenged mentally in a game when I faced your teams." Thanked him for making him a better player. Cool. Again, overdue. The Bolin family took in Pat Bolin's induction and got his bust. You know, for people who don't know a lot of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes and in the owners' meetings and things along those lines, I mean, Pat Bolin was part of the old AFL. Certainly, was a well-respected owner, but he was also the guy that was responsible in a big part for getting Sunday Night Football to Sunday nights. It was a dead issue among NFL owners. They thought it would be oversaturation, which some people still think it is. But he had approached Dick Ebersol about getting NBC involved in it, and because it was CBS and Fox. And NBC was kind of left on the sidelines at that point in time when it came to NFL football because they had gotten themselves out of the sport. And he had reached out to him. And then about the time that that happened, Dick Ebersol had a family tragedy where he lost a child. And he was in a funk for a long time, Dick Ebersol, understandably so. And all of a sudden, Pat Bolin was sitting in his office and got the phone call. And Dick Ebersol said, "You know, I've been thinking about what you reached out with." He said, "First of all, I appreciate you trying to get me active again and kind of keep my mind and my emotions busy. But I think it's a hell of a good idea. Let's get to work on it." And they did. And they ended up turning around the entire ownership of the National Football League and bringing Sunday Night Football to NBC. So pretty cool. Ty Law got inducted. His speech was fun. You know, he talked about the we of the situation. He talked about his mom, his dad, his hometown, others involved in his life. 53 career interceptions. First-round selection by the Patriots in 1995. Again, love Bill Belichick, the GOAT. Ed Reed was a fun, too. What a hat. He had a gold fedora. It was cool. It fit right in. Thanked ownership. Thanked John Harbaugh. Thanked Brian Billick. Ozzie paid homage to Ronnie Lott, which was cool. talked about, and he kind of threw shade on people within the division. Specifically Cleveland and Pittsburgh, where he had the great majority of his interceptions. You know, it he's deserving. I felt he was a little bit borderline, but he was a big hitter in his career. The interceptions, basically about 2/3 of them happened against two teams, which he saw on a regular basis, which you can't underemphasize the importance of that, because when you look at guys that play within the division, you face the teams within your division twice a year. If you have to beat anybody, those are the teams you have to beat. The out-of-conference teams, fine. but those are the guys you have to beat. And when it came to coming up big in those games, Ed Reed certainly did. Certainly did. Very emotional speech, very passionate speech, delved into a couple of different areas, but certainly was thankful of the opportunity. And so was Champ Bailey. Champ, Redskins gave up on him at one point thinking that he was about done. Well, turned out not so much. Went to Denver. He said, best thing that happened in my career happened in 2004 when I got traded to the Denver Broncos. Thank Pat Bowlen. Thank the Bronco fans. He did thank Washington. But, you know, it was good. Tony Gonzalez went in. Absolute no-brainer. And kind of revolutionized the tight end position. Followed by Gronk, who's also going to go in right away. But Gonzalez really got it done. All right, let's step out right now. We come back Tampico. We head to the beach. And more fun and frivolity here in the Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Don't go anywhere.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Listen, I've got something to talk to you about. If you got health concerns, you owe it to yourself to see what CBD can do for you. CBD may offer many of the health benefits of marijuana, but without the high. It's 100% legal, and it requires no prescription when you shop at CBDistillery.com. You know, listen to what their customers say. 5 stars. I highly recommend CBD to everyone. It's done a complete turnaround for me. Another customer wrote, excellent product. Makes a big difference in my health. And this note, I will never do without CBD. It worked 100% for me. You know, if you haven't tried CBD for whatever health concerns you have, you really should. Where you get CBD products is crucial. With independent lab tests and nearly 250,000 customers, CBDistillery.com are the folks I trust. Health concerns? You owe it to yourself to see what CBD can do for you. Go to CBDistillery.com and enter Jeff, J-E-F-F, for 20% off. Again, enter Jeff, my name, for 20% off at CBDistillery.com. That's CBDistillery.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you aware that 66% of men lose their hair by the age of 35? Thing is, when you start to notice the hair loss, it's too late. Solution, 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors, medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No snake oil pills, gas station counter supplements, prescription solutions backed by science. Listeners to this program, Wrestling Observer Live, can get a trial month of Hims for just $5 right now while supplies last. You can see the website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds of dollars if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/wrestling, FORHIMS.com/wrestling. 4hims.com/wrestling.
What a town. Tampico.
You said it, brother. If I could just get me a job that would bring in enough to buy passage, I'd shake its dust off my feet soon enough, you bet.
Yeah. Well, if I was a native, I'd get me a can of shoe polish and I'd be in business. I'd never let a gringo sit on a bench till you're three-quarters starved. You can beg from another gringo. You can even commit burglary. You try shining shoes in the street, peddling lemonade out of a bucket, and your hash is settled. You'll never get another job from an American.
Yeah, and the natives would hound and pester you to death.
Some town to be broke in.
The town isn't.
Well, he's got a point there. Welcome back to the Attack. Tampico update brought to you by our good friends at the Weather Channel, weather.com. It'll save your hiney. Tampico, Mexico, not too shabby, 83. Feels like 91, a little bit of humidity in the air. Tonight, low is going to be 79, so we bypassed that already. High is going to be 90, 20% chance of precipitation in Tampico, Mexico, which always remains the coolest city ever. Tampico, Illinois right now, 66 degrees, feels like 64. So a little bit of a breeze coming through. Low is going to be 64. High is going to be 90, 10% chance of rain. Thunderstorms later in the evening. Tampico, Illinois, until the 20th of December. No longer the coldest city ever.
Because he's a bum.
Oh, I like that. Welcome back to the Attack, Black Cuddy. You. One last NFL note. Our good friend from years gone by, we've had him on the show a number of times, Don Banks, passed away during Hall of Fame weekend in Canton. Don's bounced a little bit. Started down in Tampa. went to Sports Illustrated. He was a longtime NFL writer for Sports Illustrated when they had the downsized. He was one of those guys that got let go. He wrote for NFL.com. Got hired recently by the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And the last time I talked to him, which was about a year ago, we had him on the show. But we were talking off the air for a little bit, and he was kind of bummed. He was, you know, bouncing a little bit more than he really preferred at this point in his career. And the layoff from Sports Illustrated really got to him a little bit. But he had landed on his feet finally with the Las Vegas Journal Review, and he was contributing in other places. But just out of the blue. And he passed away in Canton during the Hall of Fame ceremony. Well, not during the ceremonies, but the Hall of Fame weekend at the age of 57. And we'll lose him. We'll miss him. Nice man. Very nice man. Major League Baseball. The Yankees sweep the Boston Red Sox 4-game series. They win the final 7-4. Boston certainly seems to be heading in the wrong direction. Their pitching staff is not playing up to par. Their everyday lineup, while still raking, is not scoring enough against some of the better offensive teams, including the Yankees. And the Yankees, they kind of put them in the rearview mirror as far as anything involving the division. And now Boston is sitting 6.5 games out of even making the playoffs. They're trailing both Tampa Bay Rays and the Oakland A's in the fight for the second American League wildcard slot. You know, Alex Cora last year was a genius when they were winning everything. This year, not so much. And to me, it speaks about how managerial decisions are so overrated or underrated within the world of baseball. They fill out the lineup card. Basically, from that point on, particularly in the league with the designated hitter, just get the hell out of the way. Don't wear out your bullpen and try to pull your pitchers at the right time. Most of them play it by the book. So even at that, they really can't be second-guessed, because that's what every single announcer says is, oh, you know, by the book, he's doing it. Yeah, okay. But Rafael Devers has had a terrific season for them. Xander Bogaerts has probably been the best shortstop in baseball this year. Mookie's been up and down. Jackie Bradley Jr.'s been down. And, you know, at a certain point, you kind of look at it and how much can you do? I mean, you have major money involved and invested in Chris Sale and David Price. You put the money into the pitching staff, which is where you belong. But of all your starters, the lowest ERA on the staff, starting staff, is Eduardo Rodriguez at 4.19. Their team ERA is 5. They're counting on Nathan Eovaldi and, you know, the 5 relief pitches he's had since he's been back. It's been mixed. Some good, some bad. They got a rookie in Darwinson Hernandez who throws 97 on a radar gun, but he also walks a lot of people. So it's just, and you know, they talk about it like it's some kind of crime, but they talked about one of the conversations, and this is from the ESPN article, heading into the season was about Boston's risk of having to pay luxury tax penalties and keeping the team from making a move at the deadline. Well, look, you can never, never criticize the John Henry for spending money. You know, this is, they spend money. They go after free agents. They made the investment in Eovaldi, figuring that as hard as he throws, he was going to kind of be the clamp down guy on their rotation, and they'd take their chances in the bullpen. Well, doing that, they lost Craig Kimball. Joe Kelly went to the Dodgers, but he's been no great shakes out there, so maybe they didn't miss much. And they gave a reward to Steve Pierce, who was the hero and the MVP of the World Series. And, you know, he's been okay, but he's been nothing special. And in his past stretch of 14 games against the Yankees and the Rays, Boston's 5-9. Yankees, on the other hand, are playing extraordinary baseball right now. But they've also been bitten by the injury bug, and they have guys that haven't been able to come back yet. Hicks went on the injured list with an elbow injury, and Gleyber Torres had an in-game injury with a core injury, and he went to the hospital for an MRI. Gio Urshela, who's been pretty damn good for them, hitting .314 with 12 home runs and 51 RBIs, is probably going to end up picking up the slack at third base. And I'll be curious to see if the Yankees can withstand yet another wave of injuries. They're hoping Giancarlo Stanton gets back pretty soon. Judge is playing good baseball. But they're probably going to have to slide Brett Gardner over to center field. And his range at this point in his career is limited. It's issues. But they did sweep the Boston Red Sox. Oh, and they also lost Edwin Encarnacion with a hairline fracture in his right wrist. So, I mean, there's a lot going on in the Bronx. What they're looking to do at this point in time is get to the finish line and hope that guys are coming back in time for the playoffs, where they'll be rested and ready to go, but they're going to have to get there. They did a lot of heavy lifting by beating up on Boston. Now they just got to keep Tampa Bay at bay, no pun intended. Mets got hit with another injury. Robinson Cano was starting to hit, strained the left hammy. He had to limp off the field. Mets beat the Pirates 13-2. Mets are within one game of 500 for the first time since June. They get the Marlins, who are in last place, for a 4-game series. Doubleheader tonight. We'll see. They're making a move. They're 3.5 out of the second wild card spot right now. And it's turned into fun. National League is interesting. Cubs did a nice job. They swept the four-game series against the Brewers to open up a little space. But again, they've been bitten by the injury bug. Their main catcher is out, and then Wilson Contreras got hurt, and they put him to the IL. They're a game and a half in front of the Cardinals, four now in front of the Brewers. Brewers have really got on the slide. They're only a game over 500. Cincinnati's still kind of hanging around. Giants have slumped back down to reality after making no moves at the trade deadline as sellers and a couple small ones as buyers. They're back to 500. Offensively, they're just too challenged. I mean, I'm glad management committed to the fan base, and they weren't going to get the mother load for their big lefty because of the fact he's going into free agency. But even with Bumgarner, they don't have enough offensively to compete on a consistent basis. It's kind of fun. Phillies are slumping a little bit. In the American League, you certainly have a horse race going on. Like we said, Oakland and Tampa Bay on top. And then you've got Minnesota and Cleveland dueling it out right now. Cleveland is actually in the lead for the wild card right now. But you got a bunch of teams bunched up. And a lot of them are competing. The separation now in the American League divisions. Boston's still hanging around on the fringe, but they're done as far as the overall American League East goes. But you look at the pennant race between Minnesota and Cleveland, that's tightened up. You look at Houston and Oakland. Houston still has a nice lead, and with the additions they made to the pitching staff, they're certainly not going to lose the division in the Oakland A's. But you know who's making a little bit of an outside run here? And that's the Texas Rangers. Texas Rangers are a significant distance back of Oakland for the second slot. But they're three games over 500. They're playing solid baseball. And not so bad. Angels have fallen off. They're 2-8 in their last 10. Seattle's been in the toilet for a long, long time. Like I said, in the American League East, Washington made a run for a little bit, but they've also slumped back into reality, and they're tied with Philadelphia for the wild card spot. But Mets are only 3.5 games behind both of them. And I do find this interesting because if you look at it, the run differential for Washington is a plus 37 for the year. Phillies are minus 21. Mets are minus 2 at this point. And to me, statistically, it's a big indicator on how teams are playing respectively. So I find it a very interesting point that Philadelphia is starting to fall back because offensively they're not able to keep it going. Pitching, decent. Offense, not so much. All right, let's step out right now. We'll wrap it up after this brief timeout. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. This is Sports Overnight America. Don't go anywhere.
And Darno hits one high in the air. This is deep to left field. Will it have enough to get out of here? It will! Two-run home run for Travis Darno, his first as a Ray. Darno, another one deep to left field. This one heading way back, and it's gone! Instant replay for Travis Darno, a two-home run day.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black here, you there. Scott Cuddy making sure it happens. This is something I'm going to get into a little bit more tomorrow, but I wanted to give you a heads up on this. You know, following the aftermath of the Women's World Cup victory, the demand for equal pay started yelling and screaming around the country. And Maria Cantwell, Democratic senator out of Washington, said a bipartisan plan to ensure equal pay for Americans who represent our country in global athletic competitions. What got blown over and blown off, because United States soccer is being sued by the women's national team. Well, there's an internal financial report that was done, and from 2010 through 2018, U.S. soccer paid the women $31.1 million in salaries and game bonuses. They paid the men $26.4 million. And the women got benefits that the men didn't even play. This doesn't fit the narrative. Shame on the sports networks for not covering this like they should have. But we're going to talk about it tomorrow. This is something I wanted to get more research on this before I started talking about it. Believe me when I tell you, we're going to get into it hot and heavy tomorrow. And you can chime in at 1-800-878-7529. That's it. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity and a little bit of anger tomorrow here in the Attack. I'm Black, he's Cuddy. Have a great day, everybody.